Welcome to your Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lucas Pierman with the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lucas, welcome to KRWG.
Thanks, Edmundo. How's it going?
It's going well. Now, I'm really intrigued by this week's cover story because, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Juarez. And, you know, you hear stories, but you guys went to Juarez and did a great cover story. Want to talk to us about that?
And I think that's for all of us here in the Las Cruces area. We've probably been to Juarez when we were younger, you know, but it's been 10, 15 years. And so it's kind of like, is it safe to go back? You know, and I think people had their favorite places to go to. And so we went to the La Mariscal district of Juarez, which is one of the districts close to where you can go over the bridge. And it's did not have a very good reputation.
It was the red light district.
This is the red light district.
Okay.
Exactly. And so in recent years, I mean, you just found a lot of drugs, prostitution, just not a good area to be in. Juarez just wasn't a good place to be at, period, but especially this area. And so a couple years ago, Juarez, trying to change their image, really took a look at this area, and they wanted to transform it. And they wanted to bring a business back to Juarez and to bring Americans back over the bridge. So they really invested heavily in changing this district, and they've really done so. They've brightened it up. All the walls around there are painted with mirrors. They've created a little plaza area. It was recently just renamed in honor of Juan Gabriel.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So I believe it's Gran Plaza Juan Gabriel.
Now, Juan Gabriel is the son of Juarez. I mean, he was born in Juarez.
Certainly, yeah.
And so that's fantastic.
Yeah. And so they've really just put a lot of effort into changing this district in Juarez. And it's brought a sense of pride from the people that live there, that they want to keep it clean, that they want to keep it a place that people want to visit. And it's just kind of really changed from what was once the red light district into just a very vibrant area that's businesses are kind of thriving now.
What kind of investment was brought in, or what kind of businesses are in that area now?
So right now, you're still going to find a lot of, you know, mom and pop shops, a lot of just general stores. They don't have anything huge. Like, there's not a big restaurant to go to really in that area. They do have a arena that's there. That's kind of one of that the architects have kind of built around, and that has a lot of like lucha libre and a lot of events that are happening that are bringing people into there. So what they're expecting now is that the restaurants are going to be coming, that a lot of other businesses are going to be coming to kind of capitalize on the people that are coming to the arena.
I saw that they invested $800,000 in the plaza itself.
Yeah, and this was from the Juarez government. They spent a lot of money. They brought in an architect to say, let's redesign this. Let's make it a place that people want to go to.
And I think I like the idea that it just brings back a sense of pride for the Juarez community to really, you know, take back what's once theirs and really show it off to the world.
Certainly. Certainly, and it's an example of what can be done in areas, even in, you know, El Paso and Las Cruces, that may be run down. If you spend the money to really reinvest in that, then it could become a place that people really want to go to.
Great. Well, let's move on to the profile this week, and you're going to have to educate me on what an aesthetician, how do you pronounce that?
Aesthetician.
What is that?
An aesthetician is somebody that deals in aesthetics, specifically of the body.
Well, that's why I didn't know, because I don't take care of my body.
So this is especially skincare. And facial skincare. So it's removing wrinkles. It's removing acne.
Again, this is where
you and me both.
This is where I need to be educated, right? Because this is something I need.
Yeah, and so if you're if you're feeling that your face does not represent the age at which you feel. You can visit an esthetician. We talked to one that just moved here from California. She opened up a skincare studio here, Kim Michelle's Skincare Studio. And you can go and say, you know, make me look as young as I feel.
I'm dealing with dark spots on my face recently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've got questions. You know, number one, where are these dark spots coming from and how do I get rid of them? Is this something that I'm assuming she can deal with?
Yeah, talk to Kim. I can't answer that question for you.
Yeah, I can't answer it. So, okay. So what's the name of this place then?
Yeah. So this is Kim Michelle's Skincare Studio. She's inside Billy the Kid Hair Designs.
I know where that's at.
Yeah, yeah. So that's up there on Tell Shore over there by Hotel Encanto. Yeah, so you head up there. She's got a whole bunch of different therapies and treatments that she has brought from California to Las Cruces.
Great, great. So that's been educated on this Monday morning. Tell me about the real estate mortgage lending.
Yeah, so I have a mortgage on my house, and you know I bought it from a lender here in town, and then you know it seemed like 6 months later I got a notice saying, oh well, this is your new lender.
Yes, I remember that.
2 years after that, I got a notice saying, well, this is your new lender. And so it kept changing, and that's a common experience. And then so our real estate column kind of goes through why that's the case and explains kinds of the ins and outs of why banks and mortgage institutions are in the business of selling your loan.
And, mm-hmm. you know, again, for those of us that first dealt with it, I remember the first time I dealt with it, it's like, don't you need my approval? Is there anything that goes that? Is this something that, you know, for first-time home buyers, it's really kind of takes you aback?
It does. I remember calling my dad when I got that letter. Say, Dad, is this right? Can they do this? You know, what's happening? So it is stressful. And it's really quite straightforward. Basically, the banks, when they sell your loan, they want to either open up capital or they're looking to bring in cash.
And
it's
so
a simple answer.
It's in a nutshell, it is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I have only experienced it being sold once. You're saying you've experienced it being sold more than one time?
Mine has been sold twice.
Wow. Thank you very much, Lucas.
Thanks.